Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Just days after India's textile exporters breathed easier amid the India-US trade deal, a new challenge has emerged. Bangladesh has been granted zero tariff access for select garments to the US. Adrija Chatterjee writes that this poses a fresh problem for labor-intensive, margin-sensitive textile companies in India. An analysis by Ishan Gera finds that the agreement could put nearly $1.5 billion of India's cotton trade at risk. Also check out Ishan's take on how the Bangladesh deal can reshape dairy and poultry. Shares of textile companies such as Gokaldas Exports and Pearl Global plunged today, as Debarati Adhikari reports. Meanwhile, a single line on non-tariff barriers in the India-US joint statement is causing unease over its potential impact on farmers. Adrija Chatterjee writes on the debate over the joint statement, which commits India to address non-tariff barriers affecting US food and farm products. This is language that revives the long-running US complaint over India's curbs on genetically modified imports. On the jobs front, automation is beginning to bite. Germany's Aumovio, spun off from tire maker Continental, plans to lay off 1,000 employees in its Global Capability Centers, GCCs, in India as part of a global overhaul of its R&D operations. Rishabh Shaw writes that this dampens the India GCC story, which had until now registered robust growth. Embassy REIT continues to be bullish on GCCs. It will accelerate GCC expansion, its chief executive Amit Shetty told Ashish Mishra. Governance issues have surfaced again at Zee Entertainment. Two recent disclosures were not sent to stock exchanges for dissemination to investors, but instead were posted on the company's website. Pavan Burugula reports that governance experts say such methods of disclosures go against the spirit of regulations. The Ministry of Information Technology has included AI-generated deepfakes as part of amendments to the IT Rules Act 2021. Ihik Sur writes that users need to be informed when any content has been synthetically created or modified, and all AI-generated content must be visibly disclosed. The government's new draft income tax rules could boost the appeal for the old tax regime, as higher exemption limits for certain allowances make it more attractive for salaried employees with allowance-heavy pay packages, reports Meghna Mittal. Electric two-wheeler startup River is in advanced talks to raise around $80 million from a 91 partners, Claypond Capital, Ranjan Pai, and Alev 8 Venture Partners, report Tusha Goenka and Bhavya Dilipkumar. River competes with electric two-wheeler makers such as Ather, Ola Electric, and TVS, but it lags far behind them in monthly sales. And finally, we see an interesting shift in investor behavior as gold prices climb. Anisha Kumar reports that inflows into gold ETFs in January more than doubled from the previous month, matching equity flows, according to AMFI data. At the same time, foreign investors appear to have quietly returned to Indian markets, with inflows topping $2 billion over the past nine trading sessions, reports Ravindra Sonavane. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.